If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 747 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. What is going on? Another day in the arena, another day stacking some units, guys. 5-2-1 plus 1.56 units last night. Would have been even better if the Dallas Stars didn't blow a 3-0 lead in the NHL, but that's all right. We did get the Bruins in the NHL, Tampa Bay in the NHL. We got our Miami over. That one got a little dicey there at the end, but landed 222, had over 220. We pushed the Utah over 229, although some of you guys might have won that one because there were some 228 and a halves out there. So again, that was an important kind of example of shopping for the best line and the timing of obviously of placing your bet. So anyone who won instead of pushed, good job. And then in college basketball, you guys know what it is. Unranked home fave versus ranked opponent. Missouri got it done for us. Had to sweat that one. It was an epic sweat. And most of all, the play of the night. And every play is the same, guys. It's always risking one unit. I don't love any bet more than another because every play is 3% of my bankroll, flat betting. But I just got to say, the best one of the night, take me home, Country Roads, West Virginia, getting it done, baby. And I actually had a few people reach out to me and said, you better sing Take Me Home, Country Roads. So here we go. When you cash a bet, is there anything better than placing a bet on WVU, winning your bet, and then singing the greatest song known to man? Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. There you go. And I know, you know, that's a beautiful voice you just heard. The voice of somebody who just cashed a big, big league ticket on WVU. All jokes aside, I love the song, and it never gets old, especially with our unranked home favorites ranked opponent. So great night last night, guys. Three straight winning days now to start our week. Let's see if we can keep it rolling after a 5-2-1 plus 1.56 unit night. WVU coming up bigly, and I'm still mad at the Dallas Stars. Hopefully get our revenge against the Stars tonight. Hint, hint. Another big day here in the arena. I have another 8-pack for you. I have three bets in college basketball, including our favorite system match, an unranked home favorite, ranked opponent, a very contrarian, fade the trendy dog, contrarian home favorite here tonight, as well as an obscure line move with a pretty good KenPom edge. Also have four bets in the NHL, and to be honest with you guys, I could have had 5, 6, 7 bets in the NHL. I really tried to be as disciplined as possible. There are a few that I probably would have fired, on my own, but as kind of trying to stay as fearless but disciplined as I can be, I don't want to have too many bets here. Obviously, hockey feel like we've turned a corner a little bit. It's been, you know, kind of treading water. Been pretty good here, I would say, the last week or so, but still don't want to have too many plays here. I don't want to get anything closer to 9, 10 bets or more. So 8's about as high as I want to go. But I do have 4 bets in the NHL for you. I have 1 in the NBA, a buy low over system match, and a non-conference matchup. And then we'll finish up the pod with some updates here for NFL divisional round weekend, because we're starting to see a little bit of movement, a little bit of juice here. We've seen some lines shift a little bit, so we'll finish up the pod with some updates here for the divisional round weekend. But with that being said, guys, a big day here. Cannot wait. This is, and again, I always joke, but these are the good times. When Tony Soprano looks down at his family, he sees Carmella and Meadow and AJ, and he says, hey, remember the good times. When you're stacking units and you're getting breaks and you're making some money, that's as good as it gets to wake up every morning and get right back in the arena to get down on sports. So we're in that good time right now. Let's keep it rolling. Reminder, before we dive into all of our sweats for today, I'll just mention this. Did anyone get down on Jokic yesterday? Sometimes timing is everything, both in sports betting and in life. We were talking about Jokic plus 140 as MVP and saying, oh, you know, could have gotten a 30-1, could have gotten a better number. But the straw poll came out. Jokic got the most votes. I actually look at ESPN Hollinger, not just the team stats, but player stats, and he has a way of kind of ranking all the players, and Jokic is his number one rated player. And we're talking about how the Nuggets are one of the best teams in the NBA. So they're plus 140 yesterday. I hit the plus. I actually got a book at plus 160. I look at it today, guys. Minus 110 for Jokic MVP. So let's go Joker, baby. 3 times the charm. Let's go Joker. Anyway, looking toward today, before we dive into our sweats, real quick, housekeeping as always. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. Once you go to VSiN.com/newsletter, you put in your email, then every single morning you'll wake up to a great sports betting content here and information. It's basically your newspaper. You know how back in the day, you know, the paper boy used to throw the paper at your front stoop? Well, now you just open up your inbox and boom, you know, VSiN's throwing you our daily newsletter to your front stoop digitally or electronically, I should say. But either way, it's a great resource, waking up, letting you know what's going on in the sports betting market that day, the big games, all the breakdowns from our team of analysts here. So today we let off with Michael Lombardi's thoughts on the divisional round, some interesting things that I thought Michael pointed out, which I didn't really consider. We have our updated stats here from DraftKings, looking at bets and dollars and current line moves. Also, we have all of our articles here. So we got Adam Burke on college hoops. I have my NHL Sharp report. Some odds here on where Tom Brady will go next. Best bets coming up for UFC biting from Reed Kuhn and Gamblin' Lou, as well as some historical insights into past Super Bowl winners from Adam Burke. I thought that was a cool article too. So you get all the articles. You'll also get promos for legal sports books. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. Again, I can't give you a better example than last night. Pushed my Utah over 229. Could have shopped around, gotten a 228.5, and you win your bet instead of push. That's how important it is to have multiple outs and always get the best number. So give it a shot. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. It's free. Wake up every day to great sports betting coverage and information guiding you in the right direction. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, you're using all the free resources. You're a dedicated Morning Bets and Market Insights pod listener, and you're using all the free stuff that we offer at VSiN. You're saying, hey, I'm doing pretty good. I want to do even better. You know, what can I do to improve my game? Well, become a VSiN Pro member. Get everything we offer, all the articles beyond the paywall. You'll get a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the best bets sent to your inbox, all the DraftKings percentages. It's a great offer here right now. We have a great promo, only $9.99. Again, you go to the bar, it's a beer and a tip, and tip the bartender, or maybe it's a few PBIs. As my buddy, the Rye Cape, likes to say, and he was asking me, is PBR big in Boston? I was like, yeah, kind of. There were some, when I was in my early 20s and I lived in Alston, which was kind of like the hipster area, everyone, it was like cool to drink PBR, but PBRs were back in Burlington, Vermont, when I went to the University of Vermont. You get the tall boy PBRs for like $1.25, but that was back when I graduated in like 2009, so maybe things have changed, but yeah, a couple PBIs instead of maybe just like one Allagash White or, a Stella or something. But either way, my point being, it's pretty cheap here to get 1 month of VSiN and get you covered for arguably the best month of the year. Other than March Madness, this is the best month to get all the coverage for the NFL playoffs, for the Super Bowl. You know, you want to get down on prop bets. We're going to give you all that access, all that information, only $10 for a full month. So if you've been thinking about joining up for VSiN, even if you just want to do 1 month, it's a great time to do it right now. Have the best playoffs and Super Bowl that you can have. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged into a real-time market, constantly moving, changing, and evolving. We need to be the first to know about things that could affect our bet. Breaking news, injuries, weather changes. situations, guys getting traded, guys getting scratched, load management, creating a gambling community, being able to direct message and talk to other bettors that you respect. That's another great part of Twitter. So get on Twitter, follow at VEASAN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@VEASAN.com. So with that being said, guys, after a nice night, 5-2-1 plus 1.56 units, our third straight winning day, led by, of course, Shenandoah River last night. Let's start off with college basketball. Let's get right back into college hoops. I have three bets for you here tonight. First off, sound the alarm for another unranked home fave versus ranked opponent. We have a system match tonight, same obviously as WVU and Missouri from last night. But let's go Sparty, Michigan State at home. That's my play here. Michigan State, I'll take them on the money line. Right now they're -3. So you guys know me, I'm not going to mess around with laying a 3 and winning by 1 or 2 and losing my bet, or 3 and pushing. Going money line here. Michigan State -150. A couple things to like about Michigan State here. Number one, it's our favorite system match. Michigan State is an unranked home favorite against a ranked opponent. Rutgers is number 23 in the country. Michigan State is 12-6 and unranked. Rutgers is 7-1 their last 8. Michigan State has lost 2 straight. So it's kind of a buy low opportunity on Michigan State. Another one of those, yeah, the wrong team is favored. That's what the public's saying, give me Rutgers all day. But they said the same thing yesterday about, betting against WVU and Missouri. So it's my favorite system match. We have seen line movement toward Michigan State. I saw a couple books that opened around -1.5, -2.5. Now you're up to -3. So that's notable here that the line is moving toward the unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent. You also look at KenPom. Not a very huge edge here, but he does have Michigan State winning the game by 1 point. It's another reason why I want to go money line here and not mess around laying a 3. Also, home road, is something I like to look at, but Michigan State 7-2 at home. Rutgers just 2-2 on the road. But again, you can boil this down to our favorite system match. Why is an unranked team with a worse record favored over a team with a better record and a much better ranking, or is ranked and the opponent is not? So that to me is a great buy low, sell high, back that fishy unranked home favorite. I'm on Sparty here, guys. Give me Michigan State. Let's have Tom Izzo lead us to victory tonight. Unranked home favorite, ranked opponent, Michigan State, -150. My next bet here, I'm going to go with Maryland. Maryland is another game that caught my eye. This is a 7 o'clock game. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Rutgers, Michigan State is 6:30 p.m. It's a little bit early. I think it might be on Fox Sports 1. So make sure you get that bet in if you want to sweat it. But another one that really caught my eye, as it's not an unranked home favorite ranked opponent, but both of these teams are unranked, but it's a really fishy contrarian favorite. And I'm going to go the Terps, Maryland Terrapins. The Terps at home. They're at home against Michigan. And if you look at the bet splits for this one, everybody and their mother is on Michigan. You know, you're only getting around 30% of bets on Maryland, but Maryland opened around a -3, -2.5 favorite, and they really haven't moved off of that -2.5, 2.5, 3, depending on what book you're looking at. So it's not like a huge line move. It's also, again, not an unranked home favorite ranked opponent, but it's fishy in terms of public all over Michigan, yet Maryland open as a favorite, has stayed a favorite, and really hasn't moved at all. So this would be kind of a sharp line freeze in favor of the Terps. You're also buying low on Maryland. They've lost 3 of their last 4 games. So again, public doesn't want to touch them. But in this spot here, to me, it's the fact that you haven't seen this line, get down to a pick 'em. You haven't seen the heavy betting on Michigan drop this number very substantially. Like, some books were 3 down to 2.5, but I am seeing these 2.5s juiced back up to Maryland. Like, it may go back to 3. So books to me look like they're taking a position. Everybody and their mother's on the Wolverines. But books opened Maryland as a favorite, knowing that the public would say, wrong team is favored, you got to take the Wolverines. But no, they open it with Maryland favored. They've pretty much stayed right where they're at, despite this heavy betting on Michigan here. So you look at also not just a contrarian home favorite angle, bet against the public. Typically, the public loves betting favorites in general, but when they load up on a dog, you guys know this, those dogs become popular. Therefore, they become trendy. Therefore, we want to bet against them. You also get KenPom. He has Maryland winning this game. He's got Maryland by 3 points. So that's a good edge there. Not in terms of like -2.5 and now and he's got him by 3, but at least, he's got him winning this game by 3 points. That's a good sign here. He's also got Maryland basically ranked as the higher team. So he has Maryland number 43 in the country, and Michigan is number 53 in the country. So I know Maryland, I have some PTSD. I want to say it was against UCLA. You guys remember this one. Maybe it was a month ago. I think they lost by like literally a million points. It was the most pathetic performance I've ever seen. It was literally like done after 5 minutes. So they've let me down before, and maybe public bettors remember that, and they see them losing 3 of their last 4. And they just say, hey, give me the points here with Michigan. But again, oddsmakers look to have taken a position on Maryland here, only getting around 30% of bets. Contrarian, KenPom edge. They're 8-1 at home. Michigan is just 1-2 on the road. So I'm going to back Maryland here. Again, contrarian favorite, pretty much a line freeze. Fishy, fishy number here. I'm on the Terps. Again, not going to mess around. Laying a 2.5 or a 3. Shop around. I got Maryland at minus 145. Last play of the night for me. I mentioned this one on Morning Bets, but I would classify this as the obscure late night unknown public play that sharps like, and public doesn't even know that it's being played tonight, basically. So BYU and Santa Clara, put on a pot of coffee. This one starts at 11 p.m. It's going to be a late night one. It's always a late night for your boy because I'm writing the newsletter at like midnight and looking at overnight lines. But I actually kind of love these late night games because I'll give you guys a little hint. You know, usually we'll me, the fiance, and Metal Pup, you know, we'll I'll be relegated typically to like my iPad and like my computer and the main TV. We'll have to put on like the Kardashians or something, you know, just to keep the fiance happy, which you got to do. But then you get like 11 o'clock fiance. I put her to bed. Metal Pup gets put to bed. Then your boy gets to get after it in the man cave downstairs, getting the big games on the big screen. So I'm excited to sweat this one, although don't tell her I said that. But Santa Clara, give me Santa Clara on the money line. Santa Clara opened -1.5 at home against BYU. They've now been bet up to -3. This is one of your lowest bet games of the night. Late night sweat here. Public doesn't even know about this game or care about this game, but pros have targeted this one. You know, they saw that opener of -1.5 Santa Clara. They said, this thing is way too low. Let's hammer Santa Clara. Cause that big steam move in their favor up now to -3. So I'm going Santa Clara on the money line. A couple reasons why. Again, I'm not going to mess around winning by 1, 2, or 3 and pushing or losing. So I got a minus 150. I actually got them earlier this morning at minus 135 on Morning Bets if you tuned in. But if you look at this angle, we do have KenPom, Santa Clara winning by 2. So at least he has them winning the game, which is nice. But also Santa Clara has a really good bet split. Typically, I don't look at, you know, the percentages that much in really low bet obscure games, but this is a pretty good split. Only 41% of bets on Santa Clara, but they're taking in 95% of the money. That is a massive low bets, higher dollar bet split in favor of Santa Clara. Santa Clara is 10-3 at home. BYU is just 2-2 on the road. So this is kind of that late night game where, again, public has no interest, yet sharps hit it immediately, cause the line to go to Santa Clara. They are at home with the line move in their favor. Obscure line move as well. KenPom edge. And this is a spot here where I'm going to go Santa Clara late night. So shop around. Again, try to get the best price you can, but I'm a money line. I got a minus 135 earlier. Now you're looking at around minus 150 with Santa Clara. So can we get two out of these three or more? Give me Maryland, minus 145 on the money line. Michigan State, minus 150 on the money line. And Santa Clara, around minus 150 again on the money line. That about does it for the first half of our pod. I told you we have an 8-pack. Well, we just ran through our first three bets. Guess what? We got 5 more. I got a big night in the NHL. I'm serious. I could have had 7 or 8 NHL bets tonight. I'm trying to really narrow them down to the best here. So I got my 4 top NHL system plays tonight. I got 1 bet in the NBA, a buy low non-conference over system match. And then we're going to finish up the pod with some updates here for the divisional round weekend in the NFL as we get closer and closer to a great great divisional round weekend here. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong on episode 747. Of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. When we return, talking NHL, NBA, and the NFL playoffs. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong with your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here are 3 reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in 2 strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of only $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top best bets made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits to let you know exactly where the money and the bets are moving on every game, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the big game, as well as our expert breakdowns for brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. So don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99 and become a part of the Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN/subscribe. So here we are, guys, back at it. Episode 747 on a big thirsty Thursday. Another night in the arena. Another good night last night. 5-2-1 plus 1.56 units. Again, isn't it a good problem to have when you're annoyed that you didn't turn more of a profit? I'm looking at you, Dallas Stars, complete collapse against the pathetic Sharks. And of course, pushing that Utah over, which other people may have gotten. But anyway, we got a mover on the Joker. And we cashed our take me home country roads. That was the highlight of the night for me. So looking toward tonight, guys, we talked college hoops, Michigan State, Maryland, and Santa Clara. Those are my plays on the money line. Now let's go over to the NHL. So good night last night, even though obviously we had the Stars let us down. We got the Bruins. We got Tampa Bay. And I'll be honest with you guys. I told you this a second ago, but there's 13 games in the NHL. I found a lot of games that I really, really like here. So, of course, I'm trying to be disciplined. I'm trying to limit my plays. I don't want to have 12 bets on the podcast. That's kind of the surest way to obviously having a great night. You make money, but the more bets you make, the more risk you assume. So I've narrowed it down to my top four. So here they are. First one for me, 7 o'clock game. I'm going Philadelphia Flyers, baby. Flyers at home against the Chicago Blackhawks. This is one of Josh's sweats from earlier today. But I'm digging the Flyers in this one. The Flyers opened at home against Chicago around a -190. Home favorite. We've seen them get steamed up now to around -220. I got them earlier today at -210. I'm still playing it now at -220. But a couple system matches here. If you look at home favorites, -200 or more off a win, they're 66-28, 70% this year. Both teams missed the playoffs last year. Just take the favorite. That's 44-27, 62% this season. You also have a home favorite with a line move in their direction in a non-conference game. So lack of familiarity going with that sharp line move. 71-35, 67%, and then non-division steam, 10 cents or more, 62%. So quite a few matches here on the Flyers. There's also kind of a bet against Chicago. They're 10-29 as a dog. They're just 3-11-2 on the road. So Chicago's been a bet against when they are a dog and when they're a visitor. Also Philly, it's very rare. They haven't been a favorite much this year, but they're 4-2 as a favorite. They're 10-10-1 at home. So you're not breaking any records here, but at least you're, even or slightly profitable. But you look at offensively, 2.8 goals a game for Philly versus Chicago, only 2.3 goals a game. And better defense, 3.2 goals a game versus 3.7 for the Blackhawks there. So it's also kind of like a, you know, why on earth is Philly such a big favorite? Like a team that is just, I think they're 500 on the year, 19-19-7. Doesn't seem really high. Well, I think it's high for a reason. I'm back in Philly. Let's go Tortorella. Let's go Torts. Get us a win tonight with the Flyers. I got the Flyers minus 210. Looking at the Flyers now around minus 220. Next bet for me, another 7 o'clock game. Let's go CBJ. I'm on the Columbus Blue Jackets here. Excuse me. Columbus Blue Jackets are at home against Anaheim. Pretty sharp line move in their favor. Columbus opened as low as, I saw, minus 135, minus 140. Now you're all the way up to minus 165. So good move in favor of Columbus. They would match a bunch of systems here. Both miss the playoffs, take the fave, 62%. Home fave with a line move non-conference, 67%. Non-division steam, 62%. Home fave off a win versus a non-playoff team from last year, 64%. So all matching here with Columbus. Also, it's a bet against Anaheim in two spots here. As a dog, they're just 11-32. It's got to be the worst record as a dog in the NHL. And they're just 4-15-4 on the road. So really a bet against as a visitor, bet against when they're expected to lose. Knock on wood, hope they lose tonight. Offensively, slightly, you know, in favor of the Columbus Blue Jackets here, 2.5 goals a game versus 2.3. But really defensively. Now, Columbus isn't very good defensively, only 3.9, or, you know, allowing 3.9 goals a game. But Anaheim's allowing 4.2 goals a game, so they've been even worse. So it's almost like a lesser of two evils play here. So I'm going to back Columbus. I like them at home. I like this line move in their favor, and it's a bet against Anaheim for me. So let's go CBJ. I got CBJ at minus 165. Next one here. I told you I had four, so we got two more. I'm going to go Washington Capitals. Let's go Caps. Caps are on the road at Arizona. Let's see. Washington here has the line move in their favor just to start. They open around minus 190. You're up to minus 200. So right off the bat, line move in favor of the Caps. This would match a bunch of systems here. A road favorite, minus 175 or more, 61-25, 71% this year. You also look at a road favorite versus a non-playoff team from the previous year, 64%. And a road favorite sweet spot. If you're a road favorite between minus 150 and minus 200, you're 53-25, 68%. Washington also had some good guys come back from injury. I think they got Backstrom back. I want to say they got, who else? Tom Wilson back. So this is a kind of a good angle to back a Caps team that's getting healthier. Caps are also 13-8 as a favorite. They're 11-9-3 on the road. We all know Arizona, been one of the worst teams this year. Actually been better and better, I guess, compared to maybe where we expected them to be. They've been competitive. Hopefully they're not competitive tonight. But they are on the year just 13-28 as a dog. So when they're expected to lose, they typically do. You have the better offense here for Washington, 3.2 goals a game versus 2.7. Better defense, 2.8 goals allowed versus 3.7. And a much better penalty kill, 81% versus 73%. So I want to back Washington in this one for a good kind of buy low spot. I know it's hard to say buy low when you're minus 200, but Caps have lost 3 of 4. To me, this is a get right spot with a lot of your injured guys getting back into the lineup. So give me the Caps. Got the Caps at minus 200. Last play of the night for me, late night sweat, 10:30. I'm going to get my revenge on the Dallas Stars, who blew it last night. 3-0 lead, pathetic against the lowly Sharks. But anyway, by the way, how good is Erik Karlsson? Damn, that guy sniped one to kill us last night. That was a nice snipe there from the right dot. But anyway, I'm going Kings tonight. Kings at home against Dallas. Hopefully get our revenge. But Kings had a line move. The Kings open as low as minus 120 at home. They've been bet up now to minus 135. See some books even close to minus 140. So big line move toward the Kings. Non-division steam, 62%. The really good angle here for the Kings is a good rest versus tired spot. If you look at kind of the schedule of these teams, obviously Dallas played last night in San Jose. It's not that you have a big travel spot. Like, you're not going cross-country from San Jose to L.A., but it's still a back-to-back. So the Stars are in a back-to-back spot. They played the 16th, the 18th, and now the 19th. So it's their third game in, 4 days, something like that. The Kings, meanwhile, haven't played since January 14th. The Kings have been off for 5 days. So they are in a really good rested spot versus a tired Dallas team. You're probably going to get the backup goalie for Dallas. Last night it was Ottinger, who did not help us at all. I thought you were supposed to be a good goalie, Ottinger. Really didn't do much for us last night. But it's supposed to be Scott Wedgwood. Again, journeyman goaltender here. And the other angle, looking toward the Kings, you know, favorite versus a team on a back-to-back, 65%. But the really good angle here is a rested home favorite. It's almost irrelevant, you know, if that other team is rested or tired. But if you are a home favorite and you've had at least 4 days since your last game to now, You're 25-8, 76% this year. That is a really, really good system match on the LA Kings. Kings are 14-8-2 at home. Dallas is just 6-9 as a dog. Let's go Kings. Let's get our revenge on the Dallas Stars who blew it last night for us. I'm on the Kings. Got the Kings at minus 135. So our four-pack here in the NHL, can we get three or more? Columbus, minus 165. Philly, minus 220. Washington, minus 200. And the Kings at minus 135. Now over to the NBA. I got one NBA bet for you. Personally, from a non-betting perspective, I can't wait to sweat my Celtics and the Warriors tonight. Did see move toward the Celtics, and boy, did that total tick up. It was 237.5 this morning. It's now up to 241-ish. So hopefully Jalen Brown's in, and hopefully the Celtics can finally stand up to the Warriors here. I think it means a lot to the Celtics tonight to beat the Warriors, but have seen that steam move -5.5 to -6.5 toward Boston. Anyway, my only bet, though, officially here, is buying low and taking the over in the Nets-Suns game. This is our classic buy low over system match. It's also a non-conference over system match. You had the Nets and the Suns total open as high as, I saw, 225, 225.5 even. You're now down to 220.5. So again, the line is really, really tanked here. Got to say to yourself, hey, there's some smart money to hit this under. I also think, I want to say Kyrie might be out, or is he in or out? I'm not sure. I know there's injuries on both sides here. The Phoenix Suns have been banged up quite a bit with a lot of guys out this year, and they've kind of been a disappointment. They're only 21 and 24. But anyway, regardless of injuries, it's a buy low spot on a total that's fallen a ton. So if you're betting the under 220.5 now, yes, you're kind of with the line move, but you're getting the worst of it. So let's go the other way. Buy low, take the over. A lot of good system matches here. A non-conference over, as you guys all know, 145 and 113 this year, 56%. Just to kind of illustrate how good this has been, if you had bet $100 on every non-conference over this year, you would be up around $2,200. That's how good it's been, almost an 8% ROI. You also look at a, let's see, what else do I have here? A sweet spot non-conference over. So if you are a non-conference over between 220 and 230, and the visiting team made the playoffs last year, so good team that's going to battle hard and hopefully score, that's 51 and 23, 69%. That's a 30% ROI. That one has been great. That also matches here with the Nets and the Suns over. You also have Brooklyn, number 5 offensive efficiency. Phoenix is number 15, so both top half and offense. Phoenix is 3-1 to the over their last four. The over is 4-2 the last six head-to-head. And kind of the cherry on top for me, it's not the only reason you bet a game, but if it aligns with kind of everything else you're looking at, we have three over refs. This is a good angle here. Eric Lewis, Kevin Cutler, Jason Goldenberg, all between 54 and 58% to the over there. So hopefully we get a lot of whistles. Hopefully we get a lot of making our free throws here. And again, if you looked at last night, I keep kicking myself. I pushed that Clippers over, but they missed a bunch of free throws there. If you make just one of them, that would have been a cash for everybody. So let's make our free throws. Dear God, can you please make your free throws? I don't understand how, if you're a professional basketball player, and you know who the worst at free throws is? And I lost this one last night. The Knicks, Mitchell Robinson. I know you're like 12 feet tall and it's hard. You know, Shaq was a terrible free throw shooter, but how do you not practice 1,000 free throws a day? Like, even try underhand. Remember in Hoosiers, instead of going overhand, they would hold the ball, by their stomach and just loft it up underhand. Try underhand, Mitchell Robinson. Whatever it takes, just score, put the ball in the hole. That's all I care about. Maybe someone should try Mitchell Robinson the underhanded free throw. But anyway, let's get our free throws. Let's cash this over. I'm on the Nets, Suns, buy low, non-conference over 220.5. Now just to tie up this pod here today, looking toward the divisional round weekend here, guys. So a couple updates. Number one, I got the Jags at +8.5. I may have acted a little too quick here. I mean, I'm seeing some books at 9 now. If you're looking to bet Jacksonville, you can probably get a 9 out there. There's some 8.5s, but mostly 9s. So maybe there's a little bit of buyback there in Kansas City. But still, I'm going to stick with my 8.5. If you haven't bet it yet, I'd be looking toward the 9. This would match a bunch of systems, as we talked about. Playoff dogs who missed the playoffs the previous year. They're 67% last 5 years. Betting against a first round or a divisional round playoff favorite off a bye. That's 60% last about decade here. Also, Jags grade as a dog. Kansas City hasn't covered. I was actually talking to a buddy of mine who said, is it a look-ahead spot for Kansas City? You know, I don't think Andy Reid's going to have them overlook the Jags, but, you know, next game is going to be either against the Bills or the Bengals, who are both your daddy here. So maybe it's a look-ahead a little bit. I don't know, maybe I'm grasping at straws. Maybe that's confirmation bias. But again, did tick up a little bit toward Kansas City. I'll take the 9 if you haven't bet it yet, but I'm going to stick with my 8.5 here because that's kind of just, I'm stubbornly, sticking with my original bet there. But again, you can get a 9 if you want it. I would mention this total has ticked up a little bit. Maybe we get some points in this one. It was 52.5 last couple days. It just went to 53 at a couple shops. So you might be looking at a higher scoring game in that one. Weather should be perfect there for that matchup, but I'm still going Jags here plus the points. Now, the G-Men in Philly, I've talked about this one quite a bit. If anything, a little bit of over money. I saw some 47s up to 48. But this is a game where, you know, if it was regular season, you know, and you're getting a divisional dog, you're getting the points here, hey, value here is on the Giants. But the more I look at it, man, I'm not betting Philly. Like, I might tease Philly down 7.5 down to 1.5. But I can't bet the G-Men plus 7.5. I feel like they're going to cover, but you don't want to bet based on feelings. The thing that scares me is everybody's betting the Giants, 70% of bets. If you check out my Twitter, actually yesterday I tweeted out all my little little game breakdowns here for Sharp Report for every single game, and people seem to be really mad at me about the G-Men. They're like, you hate the G-Men, you're biased against. I'm like, no, I'm not. I bet them last week plus 3 against the Vikings. But whole point being, I got to be true to the data. Everyone's betting G-Men, but Philly open, minus 7, they're up to 7.5. And if you, and there's also insane bet split here where you're only getting, you know, 30% of bets, but some shops are getting these huge wagers here on Philly. So that's enough to make me lay off Giants as a play. And it's something, if you want to bet the Giants, I get it. You do have some Daniel Jones, good stats, 17-5 ATS as a road dog, some dog system plays here, but you got to know going into it, you're on the public side and there looks to be a sharp line freezer RLM play to Philly. So that will make me lay off of betting the G-Men. I think that's important. It's not just, you know, the plays that you make, it's the plays that you choose not to make. That can hopefully save you from a possible loss. So again, G-Men look obvious, keep it close, but Philly looks sharp there. So that's enough to make me lay off of the Giants. The one that's really fascinating is, man, sharps like Buffalo this weekend. Buffalo open minus 3.5. They're all up to minus 5.5. They even may get to 6. I don't know. That's kind of a key number there. Probably get buyback on Cincy plus 6. But that is another really trendy dog. Cincy is getting 70% of bets, but line keeps going to Buffalo. So seems like obvious, just take the points there. But again, looks like odds makers taking a position. Maybe Burrow's offensive line, bunch of issues there going up against the really good Buffalo defensive line. That could be something to look at here. But again, similar to the Giants, I can't bet Cincy. It feels like that's a pretty good number, but no, the market's telling us Buffalo's only getting 30%, but they're getting massive, massive steam in their favor. I would look toward maybe the under here. If you can get now, I'm glad I waited because I was looking at under at the beginning. It was 50 down to 48. Now it's up to 49 here across the market. I see 48.5. Hopefully we get some bad weather. The wind has died down. Maybe that's partly why we haven't seen as much under steam, but it's about 10 mile per hour winds. It could be a little bit rainy. It's going to be like in the 30s, actually not as bad as the initial report kind of showed, but that is a spot where two under teams are facing off. Buffalo 10-7 to the under. Cincy is 9-7-1 to the under. So I kind of like that under 49. If I'm going to make a bet on Cincy Buffalo, it's going to be on the under. That's really going to be it. And again, Buffalo does seem sharp though. I will admit it's just, that's going to make me lay off of Cincy. And then last one here, Dallas, San Fran, you know, I'm on Dallas plus 3.5. You may be able to find a 4 out there. If you can find a 4, even better. Again, kind of like that Jacksonville play. It did tick up a little bit away from us, but still, this is your really contrarian dog. Cowboys are only getting around 35% of bets. I had a couple people reach out to me on Twitter and say, you know, they're America's team. Don't you think they're going to be more public by the time we get to kickoff? I don't think so. Yes, Dallas is a really popular team, but San Francisco is just such a popular public play. People love San Francisco. They are a team that is really kind of your darling this season with a great defense and obviously with a young quarterback here, but everyone and their mother is backing San Francisco, and yet you're seeing this line, you know, kind of stay where it's at or even dip toward Dallas. If you can find a 4, that's great. If not, I'll stick with my 3.5. But I'm looking on Dallas and Jacksonville continue to be my two favorite bets, my best bets for this weekend. That about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights podcast, episode 747. Again, nice little round number there. Not a round number, but a 747, like if you're on a jet engine, you know, let's go. Hint, hint. But anyway, if you enjoy the Market Insights podcast, if you enjoy the Morning Bets pod, if you had a good night last night, if since listening to both pods and reading Sharp Reports, you've become a sharper better. You're starting to beat some closing lines. You're starting to see your bankroll creep up a little bit. You're taking more of a contrarian angle. You're betting against the public. You're looking at system matches. You're getting these unranked home favorites ranked opponents. I had a couple people DM me and say, I never would have ever played that spot since learning that system, and now I've won a few in a row. So let's keep it rolling here, guys. But whole point being, if you enjoy the pod, it's helped you to become a better, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set. How and why they move. How to read line movement. How to locate sharp action. How to place a bet in person or online. How to shop for the best line. How to set up a bankroll management plan. All included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So, again, if you made a couple extra bones in your pocket here, cashing some bets, I don't want to jinx it here, but I think that's 5, 6, 7, 8 straight winning days on the Market Insights pod. I think you got $20 that you can go support the team. So buy a copy, get one for a buddy of yours, that friend of yours that parlays everything and says, yeah, easy money to bet against terrible WVU. No. Unranked home favorite ranked opponent. But if pick one up, it will mean a lot. If you already have, thank you, and thank you again. Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, before you know it, or less than 2 weeks away from going legal in my neck of the woods, I'll meet you at the Encore with Ben Affleck and Good Will Hunting and J-Lo, of course, and Julian Edelman and the whole crew. Hopefully you don't run into anybody from the departed, the faithfully departed. But anyway, out in New York, breaking hail records every day. With my buddy and my in-laws, with Bernie and the crew. Before you know it, Texas might be joining the party here. I told you yesterday there's a bill that's going to be filed that might get some support. Once they see all the money the other states are making, it's funny how much the children, the betting's terrible for the children. Well, that really evaporates quite quickly when you see how much money you can make. Isn't it funny how that happens? Hopefully, Cali, we get to legalize Cali at some point. Maybe we got to wait till 2024. But of course, out in the desert, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, where Stadium Swim, Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, with your feet in the pool, sipping a pina colada, getting down on some RLM plays and some unranked home fave ranked opponents, or hanging by the Mega Book, getting a victory burger by the end of the night, the Mandalay Bay, the Superbook, my two other favorite books when I visit Vegas. Wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me and you're going to flash me a Boston Bruins ticket, Tampa Bay Lightning ticket, Miami over. How about Missouri? And most of all, how about a WVU Take Me Home, Country Roads, Shenandoah River? Bigly. And I mean bigly. Also, you love Bob Huggins. He like sits on this stool and he wears like a kind of like a windbreaker indoors. The guy's just awesome. I love Bob Huggins. Although he is a scary guy. I would not want to commit a turnover and have Bob Huggins start screaming at me. I might turn into a puddle. But anyway, that's why I bet on sports and I don't play them. I used to play them when I was younger. No, I enjoy betting on them. But anyway, guys, that about does it. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But of course, we are playing a long game. And over the long haul, anything can happen in a one-off tonight. One game, you know, dog could win and cover, favorite could cover, over, under. But we're playing a long game over the course of the long haul. And if we can consistently find that sweet spot and get down on our system matches where we find simultaneously a team that is against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some CLV, closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to have a good 2023 and we're going to be successful sports bettors long term. So wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic night. Don't forget to tip your ticket writer. We'll be back tomorrow for Fade the Public Friday. But enjoy the Thirsty Thursday sweats. Let's see if we can cash some tickets tonight. As a wise man of VEASAN likes to say, that's what it's all about. Have a great Thursday, everyone. Good luck.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.